The Shiny Squirrel Podcast, the Nerdlings, and it's Stand On It Time, the podcast within the podcast.
Within the podcast.
Within the podcast. Okay. Since I had the flu, I really don't have anything for show and tell or soapbox. Do you, Jersey Mike?
Well, we always have something interesting to tell here in Vegas.
I do know that we lost a very important person in our acting community here. I knew of him. You actually knew him better than I did.
Yes, Mr. Stephen Schenck. Very good guy. He used to go to Casting Call Entertainment with us. Very funny, very charismatic, very charming fellow. And he's going to really, really be missed. Stephen, I just pray you're in a better spot, brother, because you were one of the good guys I met out here, besides a few others like Wayne and Dan and Marlon.
He was a young guy nerdling our age.
Yeah, and it's a shame. It's a shame. I'm just shocked.
It's a lot of gray area. We won't go into it, but it's a sad situation of what happened.
It is a very sad day. And on a positive note, J-Lo is here in Las Vegas.
I heard about that.
And you know what the average ticket price is for J-Lo?
I'm afraid to ask.
200 plus tax.
200
plus? Yes.
For nosebleed?
No, just there is really no nosebleed.
It's nosebleed.
Like maybe a theater. I saw Britney Spears there, so it's like not that bad.
So it's kind of in the round thing?
Yeah, okay. But it's not bad at all, but $200 plus tax?
Not here.
J-Lo, you got to shake that booty, baby. Then it'll be worth it. But as a private one, I'm only kidding. You're respected.
I can go on a little
Jenny from the block.
I can go a little soapbox on that. I always would picture her kids, which are probably like 10, 11, or 12 years old, and then kind of like a Wayne and Garth thing. You're like, hey, dude, your mom's hot. And I feel sorry for her kids.
But J-Lo, I have a 787 tattoo that represents Puerto Rico. So if I ever run across you in Vegas, I'm going to ask you to autograph above that. I'm going to get it tatted because you are one of the top five women of all time in Jersey Mike's heart.
Rihanna, am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes.
She released her new album.
It's
called Anti. The only thing I don't like about it is that she only released it to, I mean, I took Rihanna. She is one of the best live singing performers around. I mean, I'm talking up there with Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
She is wonderful live. Forget the studio. Forget the music on the TV. See her live. That's what I like about her.
Wow. And then she did a show at Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
I didn't go, but some friends told me she would say this when she was opening up, had the audience go crazy. Money, putty, weed is all a nigga needs, baby.
Okay.
She had them rocking, they said, 10, 20, 30,000, just stamping.
Well, she released,
Rihanna.
I haven't heard anything of the new album, but she released it all on the Tidal music service.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is, well, it's anti. It is what it is. So, you know what? I'm going to let her music come find me. I'm not going to go looking for it, but I like her as a artist.
Oh, she's likable on every level.
Very level.
Found love in a perfect place.
All right. So, shall we get together? Shall we get busy on this and just do some riffing for the remaining time that we have? Okay. First word that we're riffing on is assigning.
Oh, that's an easy one. I'm assigning you your own parking spot because that is what you pay your rent for.
Yeah.
You pay your car to get an assigning of a parking spot.
I remember I had an assigned parking spot when I lived in an apartment in Corvallis, Oregon. And everybody just took it upon themselves. It's well marked, number 17. Do not park here. Everybody's got their own parking spot. Every freaking night when I come home, there was somebody parked in my parking spot.
Wow.
It's like, go off, get the landlord.
You got to get the parking police to please give you your parking spot back.
Yeah, I'm not paying money to park over there. I paid for this. I don't care if it's inconvenient for it. Anyway, yeah, you're assigned parking. Don't park in other people's spots. Our next word, consolidation. You take something and you consolidate it. Get
it down.
Consolation,
that says.
Constellation?
Consolation.
Consolation. Okay, let's do consolation.
Wait a second now. My brain's a little off.
It is tiny.
It is very tiny. Consolation means, isn't that like when you go on a TV show and you have runner-up, your consolation prize is you don't get a date with Rihanna, you get a date with Miss Piggy.
And a case of turtle wax.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd have to have a lot more turtle wax than the bang that big.
I've always wondered, what is the volume size of a case of turtle wax? I mean, how much, because turtle wax, I mean wax that you put on your car.
Oh, yeah.
it does have a shelf life after a certain amount of time, and then you go get it and you take the lid off, and after it's been out, you know, 3 years down the road, you get this crusty old material that you can't revive.
Maybe that's another part of the secret formula we don't know about.
That could be the formulas for somewhere. But yeah, the consolation prize was always a case of turtle wax. You've lost big on primetime television, you get a case of turtle wax.
That was
wax.
Big in the 70s.
It was. That's why I think of that. Pigeon.
Oh, pigeon. That's very good. We have tons of pigeons outside my door, and they love to leave pigeon shit. Isn't that healthy for you? Pigeon shit. Wow.
You know, this is my thoughts on pigeons, that pigeons, whatever, you're like, oh, are you sure it's not a dove? No, it's a pigeon. It shits on my car. That's what it is. They are an animal which will not evolve any farther, okay? Because they will stand there in the middle of the road, the parking lot, your space, where out of your assigned parking lot, you're heading to the road, and there is a dumb pigeon who knows that cars go past here. Get out of the way. I don't slow down. Because they have no brains, they won't evolve, they have no memory.
But you know when they go like this with their head and it goes like that?
Yeah.
Isn't that like the version of where henpecked came from? Or
that's
is that a from
good
a hen?
Idea.
I have no clue.
I would think henpecked.
Yeah, but they look like the same thing because they go around. They have no. I have no clue why pigeons were even born.
I have no idea. They're rats with wings.
That's perfect.
Yeah, that's what my. I do not. I have no sympathy for.
That's what we call seagulls.
Pigeons and politicians. No sympathy for them at all.
Lawyers.
Lawyers. Our next word, pie.
Now, pie could be very sweet.
I think of South Park, the movie, bigger, cutter, longer, unedited. Where Cartman, where they're writing, typing up the flyer, and goes, they're typing up, please come for punch and pie. And then they leaves off pie, and he goes, put in pie, you forgot pie, I want pie. And they finally put pie into a please Cartman.
Oh, pie is like American Pie, the movie.
The movie, the song.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Or, no, Miss American.
That's right.
Yeah, Pie.
Don
my Chevy to the levee till the levee was dry.
That's the one song that disc jockeys would go to back in the 70s, even the 80s when they needed a bathroom break.
Yeah.
They would put on American Pie because you had 7 minutes and you knew how much time you had. If they really wanted a long break because they would be able to do two machines, they would queue up American Pie and then they would queue up to go on right after that the long version of Iron Butterflies in a Gata De Vida. So you had at least 13 minutes so you could take care of your business.
Wow.
In the old radio station days.
Only would I learn that from senior nerdling to junior nerdling. That was good because you know how they say too much information, Nathan, you know, too much information? That was actually good too much information because you never knew why you heard songs like that, but the DJs were going
to the bathroom. I think the whole long album version of American Pie, Don McLean, is about 6-7 minutes. And if you use long version, album version of In a Gutta Da Vida from Iron Butterfly, you get another 8 minutes or something like that.
Remember in the movie American Graffiti?
Yes.
They actually had a DJ there by the name of the Wolfman Jack.
Yes.
And that was something because the popsicle, the refrigerator went down and he tried to offer popsicles. They wouldn't take them. And he goes, ha ha, this is the Wolfman.
Because he got started south of the border in Mexico on a radio station where the FCC couldn't reach him. And they had like a 50,000 or 500,000 watt radio station.
Wow.
Signal.
So it made it to America.
Made it to America and belted and covered America, and that's how he got started. Wolfman Jack did.
This is the Wolfman.
Increase.
We need an increase in the money supply in America because everything seems to be tightened up.
Everything's tightening more.
You know how they have, what's his name, stuck his Tiny Tim?
Stuck his thumb, pulled out a plum.
Here's the problem. We need an increase, not this and that. We need money in America because we need to live.
Yeah.
With no increase, we're on a decrease.
We're on a decrease. This is a good point to bring up right now. Remember Carl Driggs?
Yes.
He is going to be joining us this next week, not talking to us. He's going to get his own podcast here on the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network.
Wow.
Driggs After Dark.
And you are increasing the Shiny Squirrel
Yeah.
Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network. See, that word came
that
in.
Works,
we're increasing it.
So Carlo Driggs will be having his own podcast here on our network, Driggs After Dark.
Wow.
That starts on
Driggs
Wednesday.
Driggs After Dark. That's awesome.
It's a work in progress like everything else. Next word is integrity.
Something, unfortunately, a lot of people don't have anymore.
Have you ever been accused of not having integrity?
Yes. I don't sometimes think I do.
I've been accused of it, but it was a very hard time for me. It was right after my fiancé passed away, and I just wanted to be left alone. But some people just kept hammering me and bugging me, and they're like, oh, well, I thought you'd be a stand-up guy. And I'm like, excuse me. I want my freedom.
Want your time to grieve.
I want my time to do what I want to do. I told this person to F off. Don't ever bug me and contact me again.
Good for you.
He wouldn't give me space because he'd be like, accusing me of not having integrity. Leave me alone. But that was 7 years ago. Anyway, next word. Wealth.
Something we're getting back to again. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Yeah.
But like they say, money isn't happiness. Wealth isn't. It's health, then wealth. Because you can have a wealth of knowledge and be happy.
That's true.
And just be happy to survive. It's like just knowing all the information you taught us about the Krabby Patties.
Yeah. Makes me think of, the MGM is throwing up, floating a balloon that we're going to start charging $10 overnight to all our properties. MGM owns quite a few properties, and I've kind of been feeling out my feelers and thoughts about where could I park at. Now, when you're facing south, what's that hotel there on the left side of the corner? The older building?
Tropicana.
Tropicana. If you go to the back of the Tropicana, there is an employee parking lot back there. It's not ruled or governed by anybody out there except the rental cops. Go park back there. Avoid your $10 a night fee.
Just for boycotting.
Just to boycott. If you like to walk, that's where I suggest you park.
And don't give the lion's share of the wealth to MGM.
Yeah, they got enough.
Enough.
Anyway, next one. Falling. Or is it failing?
Falling.
Falling.
Well, the only thing I know about falling is that one lady, help! I can't get up! I've fallen and I can't get up!
The old commercials of that for medical med bracelets or whatever they were. I fell off stage and broke the little bone in my lower leg during a rehearsal for a play theater show that I was in once.
Oh, wow.
It was like one semester in class. It was a full stage. Next time around, they built a wheelchair ramp up to make it ADA accessible in the rules. I didn't judge this for the first time back in the class. And I turn around to step on a solid surface, which wasn't there. Down I went and broke my leg. I was falling.
And you didn't get up.
I didn't get up, no. Shall we do one more word and call this one done?
Progress.
Progress.
Now, I love this word, progress. Progress is something that just takes time because we are all, like you said, a work in progress.
Yep.
America, the world, is just in a progress state that needs to get more progressive and be more positive.
It's always the only thing that changes. I can't remember the expression. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And it's that progress.
So well put.
Get those things out of your way, out of your life to be more progressive.
So well put. Because the simplest things in life, like fresh air, water.
Yep.
You can go out and take a turkey sandwich or whatever you like and just go sit out and eat your lunch. It's all free except what it costs to get there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's all free. The best things in life are free. But now they charge for air.
Yeah.
From the gas station. They charge it for water. So
those poor folks in Flint, Michigan. Oh, I feel sorry for them.
All those pipes and everything are now all.
There's conspiracy theory there. I don't
believe
know.
That. Lead pipes, everyone.
Yeah. So anyway, this has been the Stand Up, Stand On It podcast within the podcast. I'm WC
within
Chronicles.
A podcast. Jersey Mike signing off. This week, Carl Driggs.
Driggs After Dark. And our field trip coming up to the
field trip
store.
To go see Johnny.
The Toy Shack.
Here's Johnny.